What is up, my beautiful friends? We are back for episode number 202 of the hashtag Good Unstuck podcast. Hang tight. Let's go, babe.
You're listening to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a treat. So let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteryou.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
What is up? Today's podcast is going to be a little bit more chill and a little more unfiltered. The feedback that I get from you guys is that you like the podcast where we just kind of hang out together and it's not so scripted. I do have some notes. Of course, I have to have a list because I'm a complete squirrel. But today's episode on the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, we are on episode number 202. And it's all about bringing the energy and good vibes. I am Heather Newman. If you have not been here before, welcome. And I am thrilled to share some insights with you today that will hopefully ignite your motivation and really inspire you to just take action toward your goals. So in this episode, we're going to discover the reasons why you might be having a hard time staying motivated, why I seem to be so motivated every single day, and I've been like this throughout most of my life, but two things that will ensure the feeling of motivation and the power of being future focused. So when I was on my walk, my Tone Babe walking, I had this idea for you, and it's how to stay motivated. I feel like I'm pretty good at staying motivated. And when I'm not always motivated, I know that I have the tools. And that's what I try to share with you so that you can use those ideas, those tools, those resources to pick yourself up, tighten your ponytail, lace up those tennis shoes, and just get the energy moving in a different direction. So when I decide to do something, I am just all in. So I go do it. I don't procrastinate. I don't spend a lot of time in indecision or thinking that I can't do it. I just go take action. And I've learned that through the years that if I do that, then I don't have the time to contemplate not doing the thing. My brain doesn't take over. My brain doesn't talk me out of it. Because what does our brain do? Our brain wants to keep us in a place that feels safe and maybe a little bit Netflixy and watching TV with popcorn and chilling and just like, yeah, I just want to stay here. This feels safe. This feels comfy. But if you find that you have a hard time staying motivated, it's probably because of those thoughts. Your thoughts that you can't be motivated or that you're not feeling motivated. You probably have ideas like that in your head that are not being very useful for you. I've said it before, I'll say it again. And if you've ever done any of my coaching sessions with me, you know this is what we practice, that we actually have control or can have control over our thoughts. Our thoughts create our emotions, and our emotions create our actions. So if you have thoughts or ideas that aren't useful for you, they're going to create actions that are also not useful for you. You can be consistent. You can be committed. And just with those two things alone, if you're committed and if you're consistent and you really want something, you will be motivated. The other thought that I want to talk to you about is if you spend a lot of time in your past, if your brain is always bringing up things that have happened in the past, which our brains love to do this, but if you're kind of believing it, that you need to reflect so much and spend so much time in the past, that's not a good place to stay. You know how people tell you, you need to feel present. You need to embrace the moment, smell the roses, be in the present, be in the physical and the mental at the same exact time. Typically, if we are thinking about things in the past, it can be depressing. If we are thinking about things in the future, it can lead to anxiety. So if you're feeling one of those two emotions, either a little bit down in the dumps, in a rut, stuck, you might be reflecting on things in your past. Or if you find yourself full of anxiety and stress, you might be creating that for yourself on things in the future that haven't even happened yet. So if you feel like everything good about your life was in the past, and that you feel maybe like you don't have too much to look forward to, I'm here to remind you that that is all nonsense. I'm going to ask you to stay present and be focused on your future, but not in an anxiety or anxious way. More about like things that you have to look forward to. The life that you create around you that feels good. It feels energetic. You're, you know, maybe in your morning routine. I teach routines. I share every routine that I do. I tweak it. I'm always a student. I'm always learning. That's why I'm here. We're on this journey together to live a healthier lifestyle. And when I say healthier lifestyle, it's not just the physical. It may have started with, oh, I need to lose a little bit of weight. It may have started that way. But if you notice, as the days unfold, as the layers of the onion get peeled back, a fitness journey, 9 times out of 10, and I've been doing this a long time, 9 times out of 10 will turn into a lifestyle of, well, I've been moving my body more, I've been drinking more water, I'm feeling a little bit more energetic. I want to incorporate maybe, Heather, what is that skinny shake you drink? Maybe I want to try doing that and implementing that into my day. Or what is that pre-workout or that pre-laundry drink that you're always drinking? Maybe that's something that I want to add into my routine. What is the latest book that everyone's reading? What is the newest podcast that people are listening to that's going to help me with my thoughts and personal development and understanding the power that you actually hold within yourself? These are all things that will unfold as you travel down this amazing journey of being future focused with goals. Just, I'm here to ask you, if you feel like you're in a stage or a period of life, and we all kind of can get in and out of these little ruts, I call them, right? Or a funk. But if you start paying attention to the thoughts that you're having, that you're like, oh, everything about my life was so much better in the past, and you don't feel like you have that much to look forward to, or losing a sense of purpose in the second half of life, like that passion and purpose in the second half of life is really something that a lot of women have a hard time navigating through. And that is part of my mission, is to be a bounce board. I'm here to help you, help me, help us as a bounce board and create the tools that we all need to find whatever that is. I want you to start thinking about your future way more than you think about your past, especially if you're in the second half of life. I just think, honestly, in the second half of life, we are actually in the best position. I am 54, going on 55, and I literally feel like everything amazing is still in front of me. And I choose to think that way. Everything that I've always wanted, it's still here. It's still available. It's still ahead of me. Like, I'm just in the middle of creating all of it. And I remember back when I was, I don't know, I guess I was kind of maybe in my early 20s. I was probably the most energetic, motivated 20-year-old you've ever met. Or 20, 21, 22, 23-ish. Up in that area. I literally, like, I honestly think I've been pretty motivated in every decade of my life. But I do think it's my mindset. And I do think that it is the belief that I can do anything that I set my mind to. And I want to pass that belief on to you. And if you don't have that belief, I want you to borrow my belief because I believe in you. So I want you to borrow that today. I want you to borrow the belief that I believe that you can do anything that you set your mind to. And if you don't feel that in your core yet, keep hanging out with me and borrow my belief in you for now. Borrow my belief in you until you start to believe it for yourself. What about those affirmations, you guys? I got it right here. I'm in my closet. I'm going to pull it down. Ready? You heard it? It was taped on my wall. I pulled it down. I'm going to read these today because I feel like this is the perfect podcast to share this with you. You guys know that I've shared my daily affirmations with you on the blog. You can probably still search it at glitteryou.com. Here we go. I want you to repeat these after me. And I was not planning on this. This is totally unscripted here, but I feel like we're just in that groove. And I want you to repeat this after me. I hope you're on your walk today, your Tone Babe walking, 30 minutes, or if you're in your car, I hope I'm in your ears and we're just hanging out together, just you and I. Okay. You can blast it on your TV if you want, or your whatever out loud, your speaker, your Bluetooth speaker, but I think these need to be personal. So go get your earbuds. Here we go. Put yourself in a quiet place or by yourself and repeat after me. You ready? You can tweak these, but I promise you, if you give it 30 days and repeat these and tweak them to what you want them to be and how you want to feel, it may feel awkward at first if you've never done this, if you've never tried practicing daily affirmations before. It's not something that's a one and done, okay? So here we go. I am enough. I am valuable to God, and you can fill in the blank there. If you're a universe person or a spirit person or whatever it is, I have strong faith in God and my beliefs. So again, fill in the blank, okay? I am chosen by God. I am accepted and loved by God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am forgiven by God. Are you repeating these after me? You're supposed to be repeating them, okay? So I'll say them first. You say it out loud, not in your head, out loud. I want you to start feeling the vibration and the energy around these affirmations. It's very important, okay? I promise. All right. I am unique. I am confident. I am bold. I am fearless. I am courageous. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I am beautiful inside and out. I am healthy. I am strong. I am creative. I respect myself and I am respected by others. I am highly favored of God. I am wealthy. That can be defined however you wish. I am always learning and growing. I am sensitive to God's voice. I have the mind of Christ. I am funny and I am fun to be around. I am thoughtful. I have the peace of God. I am precious in God's eyes. I am an excellent decision maker. I am grateful. I am humble. I am loving. I am sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Again, fill in the blank, whatever that looks like for you. I am intelligent. I am being prepared for promotion. I am qualified by God. I am living life to the fullest. I am honoring God in everything I do. I am confident in who I am in Jesus Christ. All right. So those are just some of my daily affirmations. These are the ones that now I got to get a new piece of tape and put that back up. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you again. That was totally not scripted. Wasn't going to be in the podcast today, but you can find these on the blog at glitteryou.com. If you want your own PDF to print it out, you can find them there. All right. So let's just go back to the idea that just with the belief or the idea that you start practicing controlling your thoughts and your beliefs. And like I said, borrow my belief in you if you don't believe in yourself at this point. A lot of people will tell me, a lot of women will tell me, gosh, I remember back in the day when I used to run every day. Or I used to just love my body and feel so good in my clothes. And now I don't. I just lost all my motivation. I'm like, well, you can get that back. That motivation is not gone. It's your thoughts. You're telling yourself that you used to feel good. Okay, cool. Let's not focus on what we used to. Let's focus on what we can do. So that we can start feeling good in our clothes again. And if we want to start running or walking or fast-paced jog, whatever your jam is, start. It doesn't have to be perfect. All my perfectionists out there, let that go. It doesn't have to be perfect. Progress is so much more important than perfection. So just do it. So if you want to go on a walk, but you're like, put on your tennis shoes and get outside for 2 freaking minutes. 2 minutes. You guys scroll social media way longer than 2 minutes. Just start putting one foot in front of the other. Do what you can and the next day go 3 minutes. Or same thing with the water intake. We want to shoot for 90 ounces of water a day. That's usually what I coach with the DAHO 7. DAHO 7 is a daily habits of 7 that I teach inside the Tone Online Studio. You guys, 90 ounces of water a day. Start there. If you don't want to move your body yet, just start with your water intake. Try to cut back on some soft drinks. Cut back on maybe something that you're putting in your body that is not natural, not of the earth. And if you're not sure if something's good for you or not, I'm going to give you like the quickest tip and hack. Tip and hack. It's not a hack. It's a tip. If we lived on an earth where there were no grocery stores and we had to grow or hunt or fish, that is what God intended us to eat, where we find all of our nutrition. Okay? So if you see some Cheez-Its in a red box sitting on the shelf, I'm pretty sure if the grocery store didn't exist, we wouldn't have Cheez-Its, right? So if you look at food from that lens, you'll understand how important it is for plants, veggies, fruits, protein in your meats, depending on the meats that you eat. I'm not a red meat eater. I eat ground turkey, I eat chicken, and I eat fish. But if you're a red meat eater, just something lean, right? Lean meats, anything you can grow that came from the earth, that's from God, that's good for you. That's good for you. The grains, right? It just takes a little shift in your thinking in all areas, okay? So if you feel like you've lost your motivation, I want you to really grab hold of your thoughts, because sometimes your thoughts can be like little kids running around in a freaking daycare. And you're like, you have to like lasso them in, like, come here, thoughts, sit down. It's time for a nap. And just know that you have control over those thoughts. However you're thinking is going to affect how you're feeling, and that's going to affect your motivation. So if you knew 1 month from now that you could feel better in your clothes and that you could feel better in your skin and that you could feel a little bit stronger if you just took a little bit of action every single day, like what if you just started, like I said, with a 30-minute walk every morning or evening, Or if you knew that 30 days from today, or 60 days from now, or even 90 days from now, that you could feel so much stronger and so much healthier. And that happens just by taking one action of walking, 30 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, making that one commitment to yourself, staying consistent with walking 30 minutes every day, no matter what, or whatever, fill in the blank, right? However many minutes that is for you. It's you against yourself. Keep your eyes on your own paper. Don't worry about anybody else in the room. So many women will tell me, well, I want to start eating healthier, but my husband's not on board. So what? That doesn't mean you can't eat healthier because he doesn't want to. Let him be him. That's fine. But eventually, when he sees how you're feeling and he sees your energy and he sees that it's working and that you're being consistent and that you're showing up for yourself and you didn't quit on yourself, guess what? The refrigerator starts to take on this new life of looking different. And guess who's now eating some of your grapes that are cleaned and washed and in the clear container right there when you open up the fridge? They will get on board, but that's not your job to make them get on board. Your job is to get yourself on board. Don't worry about everybody else. They are their own person. They make their own decisions. So many people, so many women. I want to cook for myself. I want to cook healthy, but my husband won't eat that. So what? Let him eat whatever he wants to eat. You eat healthier. You are not one person. You're two different bodies, two different brains. Even though you're married, you're two different people. You come together as a power couple. You don't merge into one person. So that's how I think. Like, that's why I'm so motivated and why I can make every single thing fun, because this is it. This is what I choose. This is my life. And I'm so committed to living it to the fullest and doing exactly what I want. I'm determined to make my dreams come true. And I do that by staying very consistent, very committed, very focused, very motivated every single day. And you also know that burnout is going to be a piece of this, okay? If you go balls to the wall. So there is a balance or a juggle, whatever you want to call it. But I won't run myself ragged. I pay attention. I do the hustle, but I don't work with a hustling, panicky kind of energy. I'm just very steady. I'm very mindful of my sleep being just as important as my nutrition. And I'm very consistent. I rest when my body tells me I need to rest. But my limit, you guys know, my limit is 3 days. If I see that I am slipping on my nutrition and or workout and or body movement for 3 days, that is my max that I will go without doing a workout. That's it. But I've built up to that. So if you're on the 1 day a week workout, you're doing an awesome job and I commend you and I beg you to keep doing it. Carve out that time for you. I have so many tools available for you, and I'm not here to market my tools. There are so many tools out there. I've got the Daily Unleashed Habits Planner. It has a food journal in there. It has a water intake journal. It has a fitness journal. It has a motivation and affirmation like we just went over. It has a spot for you to do that. It has 6 bubbles for you to focus on every single day. It's an easy system. It's the system that I use. So I put it in a journal planner form to help women who also want to live a healthier lifestyle. And you just need to check off the boxes to keep it, to keep yourself in on track. Can't find my words. So you got to take care of you without making any excuses, without making yourself feel bad about it. You have to be like, yeah, I got me. I've got me. All you other people, don't worry about me anymore. I'm going to take care of myself. And if you want to stay committed, you want to reach your goals, you want to stay consistent, you want to stay feeling motivated every single day, then I mean it, you guys. This is it. It's just the little secret right here. You just decide. You make the decision. You take the small steps and you stay committed and consistent with those small little goals, those small little steps. You just have to keep going no matter what. And that's it. That's it. Don't ever let your brain talk you out of it again. And if you hit a roadblock, I'm here. You've got a whole community here. You're welcome to join us. You figure out a different route, but never change your goal. Okay? So I just want to inspire you today. I want to encourage you today. I want to motivate you today to be consistent with your commitments to yourself. Not to anyone else, but to yourself. How freaking powerful is that? Like, that's exciting to me. And how actually this is the way. This is how to create a life that you absolutely love living, especially in the second half of life when you feel like maybe you've lost some passion and purpose. There's nothing better. And I want you to feel like you're on fire too. Not literally, you know what I mean? So if you want to work with me, you guys know how to do that. VIP, Tone in 10 online studio, toneintend.com, glitteryou.com. I'm here for you. This is what I love to do. You keep me accountable. I keep you accountable. Join our next accountability challenge group. What have you got to lose? $20? And so much to gain. I want you to go to my website and purchase the Tone VIP membership right now. You can do it monthly if you don't have like the money to pay for the year. I'd rather you do it annually because you save a ton of money. But if you do it monthly, go get in there. Come on. Come on. It's for you. It's for all of us. I want you to go to my website right now, toneintend.com. And purchase the VIP. Or if you're not going to do VIP, do the nutrition or do the skinny shred. And I will reach out to you through email and we can get you going on that. All right? Let's set you on fire. Let's get you committed and consistent and motivated for the next freaking 6 months here, right? Let's create a life that you absolutely love living. I feel like I'm on a soapbox, kind of. I got really excited. I want to thank you for tuning in today to episode number 202 of the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next time. Bye!
Hey there, fitness friends and queens. Looking for a game-changing workout experience that goes beyond the ordinary in this second half of life? This is your total tone solution. ToneN10.com, your ultimate destination for feeling happy, healthy, and strong. Imagine having the perfect calendar, a personalized schedule, and a roadmap to sculpt those dreamy muscles. A simple workout of the day, you choose how often you want to do them to fit into your lifestyle. It's a clear roadmap to your success. You drive at your own pace. At ToneN10.com, we're not just about workouts. We're about creating an empowering, realistic journey and healthy lifestyle just for you to feel in shape. Worried about nailing those exercises? Fret not. Our mini few-second video demos can be viewed on your phone or laptop. Break it down step by step, ensuring you're on point every time. Take that Tone Babe VIP workout anywhere. Even to your local gym or even Hotworks for an unbeatable session. Just ask anyone who's tried our latest six-pack ab workout. Perfection. And hey, the magic doesn't stop there. Visit glitteryou.com/samples for the 100% good-for-you supplements I've been using since 2017. Bonus, exclusive discount codes are in there waiting just for you to use today. Head over to toneN10.com and choose your path. Whether it's the full VIP experience, month-to-month calendars and challenges, or the simplest PDF, printout, and DIY version. But here's the scoop. Full VIP experience, you get it all. Treated like the queen you are. The accountability, free push coaches, and community, all from the comfort of home and from your device. That's where the real magic begins. Join us on a fitness journey like no other. Visit ToneN10.com now. That's TONEN10.com. Hey friend, thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck Community Facebook group.